Nevada Real Estate Headlines. Nevada County Public Records now accessible via Netter Online. Netter Online provides access to Nevada County Public Records and property search tools. Real estate professionals in NV can leverage these records for due diligence, comparable sales research, and property tax assessments. Visit /state/counties/Nevada to access Nevada County property and public records. Nevada Real Estate Headlines, Nevada Commission Rates, What Pros Should Know About Average Realtor Fees. HomeLight breaks down the average Nevada real estate commission rate and what sellers typically pay a realtor to close a deal. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps Nevada agents competitively position their services and justify their value to sellers. Review the rate breakdown and seller tips at the link to sharpen your listing presentations. Nevada Real Estate Headlines. Las Vegas commission rate hits 5.71%. 2026 survey data for NV agents. A February 2026 survey of local agents found that 5.71% is the average real estate commission rate in Nevada, with guidance on how Las Vegas commission structures work and how consumers can save on realtor fees. NV real estate professionals need current local commission benchmarks to stay competitive and accurately advise clients in the Las Vegas market. Review the full breakdown at the source link to benchmark your own commission strategy. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule, the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context, how redemption rights vary by state, and why buyers should care. Some NV jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption right states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period.